Welcome to Notable News for the 6th of September. I'm Kristen Downs, host of the Notable Woman podcast and the Notable Woman Live, and I'm happy to provide you with these bite-sized broadcasts. From today through the tomorrow at midnight, I'm offering a special price on my upcoming course, Hype Yourself, and it's an 8-week class on how to be your own publicist. Find out more at thenotablewoman.com/hypeyourself. I'd be so happy to have you in the class. I'd love to help you get the kind of buzz and name recognition for your brand, your business, your nonprofit, your play, your project, whatever it is that you deserve. In today's news, surprising no one, Trump announced the end of DACA. Now, what is DACA? DACA is a deferred action for childhood arrivals. It's an American immigration policy founded by the Obama administration in June of 2012. It allowed certain undocumented individuals who entered the country as minors, at the average age is 6 years old, to receive a 2-year period of deferred action on their deportation, the eligibility for a work permit, the ability to go to school. So you might hear that there is some sort of argument that folks who are here under DACA are unsafe. That's 100% not true. There is not a single felon amongst the 800,000 people who are affected by DACA. These folks did not come here as adults. They were brought here as children. And so any sort of argument that you might hear about DACA that it's the person's fault, it's absolutely not their fault. They were children when they brought here. That's why they're under DACA in the first place. Any sort of argument that these folks are unsafe, they're felons, they're terrorists, that is also 100% false. So what is DACA? DACA is politics, folks. It's politics that affects human beings. So Trump announced that it was the end of DACA, but he was unwilling to get in front of the cameras himself. Instead, he sent his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who was more than willing to get on camera and make this announcement. It is an incredibly unpopular decision amongst moderate Republicans, Democrats, folks in both the education and business space. Really, the only folks cheering the end of DACA are Trump's base. So with this decision, Trump shows that he is willing to go against the popular decision, against popular politics of the time, against what most people believe, to appeal to his base, but also that he is willing to let somebody else do his dirty work for him. So all in all, very, very disappointing, and I think overall a bad sign for what is to come. Now, what should we know about the decision to end DACA? Again, 800,000 people brought to the United States as children, minors, average age of 6. So at this point, someone's DACA is valid until its expiration date. No new DACA applications will be accepted. DACA issuances and work permits expiring between now and March 5th, 2018 must be submitted for renewal by October 5th, 2017. Advance parole to travel abroad is no longer available. And all in all, folks, I would say that you could see people are absolutely united on this front, and perhaps Congress will be able to get its act together to pass the DREAM Act to help protect these people. I don't know if I actually believe that, but I have hope that we have it together so that we can help these people. Unfortunately, Hurricane Irma seems to be the hurricane that meteorologists feared it would be just a few days ago when we first talked about it. Hurricane Irma yesterday when we spoke was Category 4. Now it is up to Category 5. It switched over to Category 5 just a few hours after I recorded yesterday's episode. This storm is huge. It is one of the most powerful ever recorded in the Atlantic, and it is the most powerful storm that didn't go over warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is huge, more than 300 miles from end to end, which means that it can affect the entirety of Florida from coast to coast. That is how big it is. To give you an idea, if this storm was centered over New York City, which is where I am, the tropical storm force winds would stretch from Baltimore to Boston. That is huge. The winds in total cover more than 65,000 square miles, which is the same size as the state of Florida. So the storm is hitting the Caribbean islands. Looks like Puerto Rico is going to get a direct hit. They're starting evacuations in Florida, in Miami. It does look like it's going to be a very serious storm. We are praying for everyone in the storm's path. Please take it seriously. Please evacuate if you're asked to evacuate. Please prepare. And we're just really rooting for y'all. Today's food for thought is a quote from one of my faves, Oprah Winfrey. She says, "I've come to believe that each of us has a personal calling that's as unique as a fingerprint, and that the best way to succeed is to discover what you love and then find a way to offer it to others in the form of service, working hard, and also allowing the energy of the universe to lead you." That's it for today, folks. Have a notable day.